Sport on RTE Radio 1.
21 minutes to 9. Oisín's here with your sports news.
Thank you, Anya. Good morning. All eyes on Helsinki this evening as the Republic of Ireland will be looking for their first win of the UEFA Nations League campaign when they take on Finland at the Olympic Stadium. Following the two defeats to England and Greece in September, the Finns appear to be Ireland's best chance of getting points on the board, but we have to remember they got the better of us home and away in the last Nations League campaign, both 1-0 defeats under the same manager, Markku Kanavara. So it won't be an easy task tonight. The side will be captained by Nathan Collins. He revealed his family were in tears as he took the armband following Seamus Coleman's injury in the last international window. And at just 23, Nathan says the abundance of leaders in the group takes away the pressure of wearing the armband.
I don't think it's going to have to affect the way I play. I think it's just the same role for me. I think there's a reason why I was given this, so just continue what I'm doing. And I've said before, there's plenty of players in the squad that are leaders, and that makes my role easy. You know, we can all, in armbands and armbands, you know what I mean, if someone's wearing it, but at the end of the day, you need leaders in the squad, and we've so many of them that can help me talk and motivate, you know, keeping the standards high off the pitch, and that's what this squad's good. You know, I have a lot of help doing that, and it makes my job easier.
Hamir said that the big target is World Cup qualification,
yeah.
But obviously we need to improve results in this in terms of seedings as well. But as he's come in, how have you found him? And do you hope, obviously, that the results will improve?
Yeah, of course. I think we've enjoyed him a lot as a squad. I think his first international break is very hard. You know, he's coming in, he's giving us new tactics. It's hard to get that. It's hard to get it in the squad early on. But this week has been it's felt a lot better. I think his tactics are really getting implemented into the squad. The lads know their roles a lot better. And I feel like there's been a better buzz around the camp this time, and we're really looking forward to it. And yeah, of course, we need a win.
Nathan Collins there speaking to Tony O'Donoghue. Now, kickoff is at 7:45 Irish time, and you can catch all the action over on RT2 television or listening to Game on 2FM. And Ireland's next opponents, Greece, are at Wembley tonight, where they take on England at the same time. But some sad news emerging last night that former Sheffield United defender George Baldock has died at the age of 31. He was found dead in his swimming pool at his home in the southern Athens suburb of Glyfada on Wednesday. Police attempted to revive the Greece international but were unsuccessful in doing so. Awful news as he just played a match for his new club Panathinaikos on Sunday. Now to rugby, and the emerging Ireland side ended their three-test tour of South Africa with a 100% record after beating the Cheetahs 33-24 on Wednesday evening. Head coach Simon Easterby rung the changes for their final game of the tour, and that perhaps contributed to a sloppy start from a much-changed side as they trailed 17-7 after 30 minutes. The lack of cohesion was then amended with tries from Andrew Osborne, Alex Soroka, Matthew Devine and Danny Sheehan, getting Ireland back in front and securing that 9-point victory. And there's four changes to the Ireland women's team for their WXV1 clash with the United States tomorrow. There's a new half-back pairing of Nicole Fowley and Emily Lane, while Eva Dalton returns at outside centre for Eve Higgins. There's just one change to the pack, with hooker Niamh Jones in for Cliona Maloney. Head coach Scott Beaman says the experience of this tournament is crucial ahead of the World Cup in 10 months' time.
We've come through all right. You know, we're week six of this, and it helps when you get a little bit of momentum with some results as well and some performances. The energy's pretty good. We're in pretty good health from an injury perspective, in terms of bumps and bruises. As you play up the levels, you play higher intensity games, you know, that can have a toll. But we get to this stage of competition in pretty good health. So energy's good. The bodies are feeling all right. I think we're ready to go. We've said before, haven't we, this competition allows us to build to the competition in 10 months' time over in England. So we were just discussing today, this is halftime, essentially, in a World Cup. So we've been in that competition, will be six games. We'll be in for a period of time before that, but essentially we're going to have to build and get used to being away for 6-7 weeks. So the girls have coped admirably with it. We've put some things in to keep the energy high. Motivated, the bounce effect from producing a winning performance against New Zealand was big. We felt we left some points out there last weekend, and girls are itching to get out there again and come put it right.
That's Scott Beeman there. Now, the French Open is underway at Le Golf National this morning. A reminder, this is the mainstream, final, penultimate mainstream event of the regular DP World Tour season. And also, this venue hosted the men's and women's Paralympics tournaments during the summer. Tom McKibben is the only of the Irish in action, and he's one under par after his first hole. On the PGA Tour, the first round of the Black Desert Championship takes place later today in Utah, with Seamus Power out on course after 3 o'clock. And Leona Maguire has finished with a 6 under par first round of 66 at the Buick LPGA in Shanghai in China. The Cavan native is tied for fourth, just 3 shots off the lead. And finally, there's 2 race meetings at home today. The first of a 7 race card is off at Thurles from 5 to 2, while there's a 5 past 2 start in Tramore.